Are you drowning in a sea of project management jargon? You know, PMP, PMBOK, WBS, Gantt. Ever feel like you need a secret decoder ring just to understand what's going on in project meetings or just from project managers in general? What if I told you that mastering these terms and acronyms could be the difference between project success and project failure? And in this episode today, I'm going to unpack some project management acronyms and terms and show you from a very high level how these can help you as a beginner project manager. This is volume number one. You mind if I share a story with you, family? I remember when I was just coming into this thing called project management, and what ended up happening is that I went to a meeting because I wanted to, this is when I was mirroring another project manager, just wanting to learn the skill set and the trade. And what ended up happening, I walk in there, they start the meeting off and it was like, hey, pull up the Gantt chart and tell me and walk me through what's actually going on. And I'm like, never mind, I'll save that for a later day. But what is a Gantt chart? Like, why are we using, who is Gantt? What are we doing with Gantt? And what I realized, family, is that a lot of times that, you know, until you start mastering your craft, until you start taking the time to pour into your craft, you won't know these things unless you take the time to listen to other project managers or volunteer or be mentored or coached. Me, I was being mentored. And that's why I always push, family, for you to get a mentor to assist you on your journey in project management so they can help you with the roadmap. So today is going to be unique. I'm just going to just go through some of these project management terms and I'll package together. Like, for instance, this first one we're going to talk about is project management certifications and standards. So if you ever hear someone say PMP, that acronym stands for Project Management Professional. What this is a global recognized certification demonstrating expertise in project management methodologies as well as best practices. The next one is CAPM, Certified Associate in Project Management. Now, this is an entry-level certification for project practitioners who want to demonstrate their understanding and commitment to project management. I always recommend that if you're thinking about getting in this thing that I love, that I hope you fall in love with, called project management, you start exploring the CAPM because you get to have an opportunity to learn the project management concepts. Let's move into PMBOK. You'll hear someone say, hey, have you looked at your PMBOK? Matter of fact, let me grab my PMBOK right now. So I have, hope you guys can see this, the PMBOK 7, as well as the PMBOK 6. Now, I told you I'm a student of this. Like, I don't want to be a paper CAPM or a paper PMP. I really want to hone my skill set, and honing my skill set requires me to study this thing that is the standard. What is a standard? That means that these people have gotten together and say, hey, these are the standard terminology. These are the standard definitions. This is the standard that you can use. That doesn't mean you have to use everything that's in there, but this is the standard if you're going to lead a project. So PMBOK, what it stands for is Project Management Body of Knowledge. It is basically a comprehensive guide that was published by PMI, which is Project Management Institute, that outlines the standard terminology and guidelines for project management. Let's move on to organizational structures and methodologies. PMO. PMO stands for Project Management Office. This is a department or group within the organization that defines and maintains project management standards and facilitates sharing of resource methodologies, tools, frameworks, and actual techniques. Also, when you have a project management office, what you will realize is that the fact that they also offer mentoring. That is key from the PMO, as well as coaching, because there's two concepts. Mentoring is more of, hey, you need to do X, Y, and Z. Coaching is helping you identify the answer, you know, So for instance, if you're saying, hey, I want to be a project manager, I may start asking you questions for you to discover the answer versus mentoring. I'm telling you exactly, this is the roadmap. This is what we're going to do from A to Z. Then you have the next acronym is PPM. PPM is Project Portfolio Management. This is more of a centralized management of processes, methods, as well as technologies actually used to analyze and collectively manage current or proposed projects. Now let's touch on a methodology. Now I could go into a deeper dive, but this is volume one to get you prepared. Waterfall methodology. A waterfall methodology is mostly a lot of projects. Now Agile has come in to really add a different look into how you could lead projects. Most of the time you call it hybrid, because Agile family is, don't get it confused with, oh yeah, I want to be Agile. You say, well, yeah. Agile is really a mindset, and I'll tell that another time. But let's talk about this waterfall methodology. It's a linear sequential approach to project management where progress flows steadily downward. So just think about a waterfall, how it just goes. So basically it has different phases. So it has a distinct phase. You have your requirements gathering, your design, your implementation, testing, deployment, and maintenance. So it's basically requirements gathering, design, implementation, testing, deployment, and then what they call maintenance. And most projects are led that way. But again, I'm seeing a disruption of how projects are looking at other frameworks or mindsets to actually lead projects. Acronyms and looks, project planning and scope management. So WBS, what is a WBS? I always hear that terminology. Hey, let me see your WBS. Well, WBS acronym stands for work breakdown structure. It's a hierarchical decomposition of the total scope of work to be carried out by the project team to accomplish the project objectives and create the required deliverables. Scope. This is where you want to pay attention, family. People use this word scope so loosely, but today we're going to identify and define it correctly. Scope stands for define all the work that needs to be completed to deliver a, watch this family, a product, a service, or result with a specified feature or and function encompassing the boundaries of the project. You may hear some say, hey, where's your project charter at? Are we going to do a project charter for this? So project charter is a formal, typically a short document that officially authorizes the existence of the project and provides a project manager with authority to apply organizational resources to project activities. I want to park there real quick, family. A lot of times what happened, somebody will create a project charter, and I've seen it, where once it's officially signed off by the sponsor as well as the project manager and anyone else, sometimes you may have key stakeholders that sign off. That's it. There's no going backwards and looking at the charter and saying, hey, we're going to update this. No, we go right into planning or basically identifying stakeholders and then into project planning. That document is not a document that you continue to go back over and over again. Now, you may look and reference it, but it's not something that you go back and make tweaks. You do that when you get into project planning. Another terminology that is used loosely and incorrectly is scope creep. Now, scope creep is the gradual expansion of the project scope over time, often due to change of requirements or stakeholder requests without adjusting the constraints, timelines, costs, and of course, scope and quality, as well as, even though this is not even part of the triple constraints, but resources. All right, let's move on to the next item. Project scheduling and visualization. Remember when I talked about earlier about a Gantt chart? Gantt chart is named after a gentleman named Henry Gantt. It's a visual representation of the project schedule, not the project plan, family. If you hear somebody say, hey, let me see your project plan, you already know where I'm going. If you've been paying attention to me long enough, if you've been watching these episodes long enough, then you know that I get frustrated that when someone says, hey, let me see your project management plan or project plan, you're like, well, what okay, do you want to see all the subsidiary plans that come along? No, I'm not talking about that, ED. I'm talking about the schedule. Well, then it's a project schedule. So again, the Gantt chart is a visual representation of a project schedule showing start and finish dates and various elements of the project, including tasks, milestones, and dependencies. Let's look at some visualization. You may hear something called earn value management. This is the project management technique for measuring project performance and progress in an objective manner. This is integrating scope, schedule, as well as cost. Let's move on to the next item. Project roles and responsibility. You may hear this thing called a RACI matrix. What is a RACI matrix? A RACI matrix is something that clarifies roles, responsibilities, and processes, defining who's responsible, accountable, and consulted and reformed. So that acronym RACI stands for Responsible, Accountable, Consult, and Inform. Now, you may also hear another acronym called RAM. This stands for Responsibility Assignment Matrix. It's normally a grid, just sort of like the RACI matrix. And this grid shows the project resources assigned to each, watch this family, because it's a little bit different, to each work package, and is similar to the RACI, but can be in more detail. Project sponsor. Now, this is normally a senior executive who champions the project, or it may even be a director, but again, it's mostly a senior resource that is responsible, that will help you provide resources. And ultimately, they are responsible for the accountability of the success of the project. A steering committee is more or less a group of high-level stakeholders or experts who provide guidance on key issues such as project scope, objective, as well as progress. Let's move over to, I'll talk about some contract, and I'll talk about it from a very high level. So project contract overview, SOWs. SOW stands for Statement of Work. This is more or less a document that defines project-specific activities, deliverables, and timelines for a vendor providing service to a client. RFP, like what? What is a RFP? I got you, family. RFP is a request for proposal. It's a document that solicits proposals, often made through a bidding process by an agency or company interested in the procurement of a commodity, service, or value asset. Another contract is RFI. This is a request for information. It's a formal process used to collect written information about the capabilities of various suppliers as well as contracts. And then you have your RFQ. RFQ stands for Request for Quotation. This is a document used to solicit price quotes from potential suppliers for a specific item or service. Let's move on to project management as well as analyst. So let's look at a RAID queue log. That's one of my favorite items to use, or as to say, artifacts. A RAID queue log for risk, action items, issues, decisions, and the queue is for questions. Now, you may hear people say RAID log, another form of it, same thing. I like having the queue on there because of the fact that a lot of questions come up, whether in meetings or in emails, and you want to document them to see how you were able to respond to it. The next item is RBS, a risk breakdown structure. It's sort of similar to the WBS, which is a work breakdown structure. It has the same approach as far as a hierarchical representation of risk according to their risk category. You may have heard this terminology, but we use this a lot in project management as well. SWOT analysis. So a SWOT analysis is a strategic planning technique used to, watch this fam, identify strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, threats related to the business, competition, or project. Another technique I'll talk about here is, again, going back to ensure everyone is on the same page here, is project planning and project schedule. If you're ever in a meeting, family, and someone says, let me look at your project plan. I know I'm really beating this up, but I want you guys to really be ahead of the game. Understand these are two different artifacts, a schedule and a project management plan. I hope today of volume one of understanding terminologies as well as the definitions aligned with them will help you on your journey to becoming a project manager. And some people may not even realize some of these terminologies, even as a seasoned project manager. So this worked for you guys as well. You know my name. I go by the name of